Hi, and welcome to Hole in One, the Goulburn Valley Golf Show. This is a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening on the courses around the Goulburn Murray Golf Association. This show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout the year and is hosted by Michael Van Dorser and Brandon Riley on 1FM Shepparton Radio. So let's have a listen and see what they have got up to this week.
Take your game to the next level.
And we are in the Golf Show. Dave Roberts, President of the Goulburn Murray Golf Association. Dave, the floor is yours. I'll let you get stuck straight in the golf around the region today.
Righto. Thanks, Mark. Okay, and we understand whatever has happened in the cricket world today. It's just incredible and hard to believe the last couple of days of that. International golf. Last week I was talking about Daniel Berger being leading the International Honda Classic. After two rounds, he was 10 under. Then the last two rounds got really tough. Berger dropped to minus 7 to finish 4. But it's interesting, in such tough conditions with a bit of the wind, the two Europeans, Sepp Straka from Austria and Shane Lowry from Ireland, came through, especially in the last round. Hit for hit, Straka got there to win on minus 10. So that's fantastic for him, and great that an Austrian golfer, that's not usually up there in the world of golf, the Austrian. So, yeah, well done to Sepp Straka, minus 10, and Shane Lowry came in at minus 9. But the other interesting thing, only 15 players in the total field finished less than par. So certainly got to be a pretty tough course there over the last 2 days. Now, in Australia this week, I think probably the one thing we have to really think about is how unfortunate it is for so many golf courses to be covered in flood water. I guess it's better for golf courses to be covered in water than a lot of houses, but oh wow, what we've seen in Queensland and New South Wales, northern New South Wales this week, it's just so hard to comprehend. But yeah, all our thoughts go out to those golf courses that are in clean-up mode and are covered in water. But you will get a fair amount of grass growth in the next few weeks once that's cleaned up. So in Sydney at the moment at the Bonnie Doon Golf Club. Now, that's Bonnie Doon in Sydney, not up there beside Lake Eildon. They've got another TPS event on. It's just similar to that one that was held in Cobram Baruga last week, the one that Hannah Green came through to be the first woman to win in a men's and women's event. Well, at the moment in Bonnie Doon, Lucas Higgins is 11 under and Jared Filton is 9 under. So it'll be interesting to see how that finishes off on Sunday. The other thing that's really creeped into the golf language this week is scaled tees. Now, this is a result of the women and men's professionals playing in the same event and the work that's undertaken by the organisers to work out where the women will tee off from. Not necessarily on the women's tees, are they, as set up on the course, but they try to work out the average distance that the women competitors are going to hit compared to the men, and then sort it out so they're both hitting similar club into the green. So try and make it so it's equal there, that you shot into the green, you're hitting the same club. You're either hitting 9-iron or wedge in, so they work it out for the women to hit from there. So that's very interesting. It'll see how that comes into club golf in the next year or so, and how we may change some of the women's tees on the course. Good meeting on Tuesday night for our district. We had a pennant meeting. It was great to see there were about 12 or 13 people there representing different clubs. Probably the first discussion that I can remember ever about pennant in the district and how the conditions have changed and what we can do. So thank you very, very much for all those that attended. And now, listeners, and Mark there, here it is. This is the biggest announcement we've had in golf in this district for a long, long time, maybe ever. the first time in history in late September this year, 26th of September will start, 26th of September 2022, Country Teams event is coming out of Melbourne. It is will be played in our district, so GMGA is first. How fortunate we are to that. I guess I should do a big thank you to Dylan Grandel, who's done a lot of work behind the scenes. And it will be Shepparton, Maroopna and Hilltop. Those three clubs will be flat out for 3 days. And let's take this further than the golf. This will be massive for our local region. The amount of people that will come in, there's 15 districts in Victoria. They'll all bring teams of at least 20 people. And from that, there'll plus be there the officials and all the other people, caddies and whatever that come with them. So there's going to be a huge influx into the region for five days while this event is being played. So just think of what it's going to do for the local economies. The amount of coffee that's going to get sold around the place, the motel rooms, everything that's going to happen in the region. There'll be more of this, but this is big, big, big news for golf in our district. It was confirmed at 5:45 last night, so we're into it. No turning back now. It will be big. Around the traps, I'll start here closest to home. Hilltop, Stableford Tuesday, Bruce Gross won with 41 points. Chook Run, Twilight the week before. We had cross country. I've got blame for the setup of the course, but it's the first time I haven't done it for about 25 years. It's a really fun game. A few clubs want to get in this. Once a year, you just play all over the place. Not the holes as designed, but across them, sideways, backwards, whatever. And Robbie Montgomery was too good with a 28 net. And thank you for the organisers for the fantastic barbecue. On the men's, on Saturday, Anthony Devine smashed the field to win the Privilege Cup. 42 points. Well done, Anthony. You'll get your little tap on the shoulder for the Privilege Cup. I'm just waiting for it. B grade, our captain, Michael Mulcahy, took the prize with 38 points. And in the ladies' Stableford competition, Helen Murdoch puts the ladies with 41 points. Long weekend next weekend. Let's hope we get a few more listeners. We'll have the caravan park will be full at Hilltop, so I'll get them all to tune in. The women on Wednesday, they started their qualifying round for the Edna Starrett four ball. Warm, steamy conditions and sponsored by Tat Hotel. Josie Dizio and Cheryl Curran won the day with a score of 44 points. And there'll be 8 pair that now play off in that Edna Starrett event. And that Edna Starrett event, I think, I might be wrong here, but I think it's the longest running event at Hilltop. Over to Valley View, they said scoring was a bit on the low side last weekend. Only one player bettered their handicap. In A grade, Pooch McHale made it back-to-back wins with 34 points. Sorry. In B grade, they had to do massive countbacks, and it came out after four people all equal. Ron Dixon was declared the B grade winner. It was much clearer cut in the ladies with Judy Greer posting the day's best score of 37 points. Laurie Casey was the Tuesday A grade winner also with 37 points. And for the third week running, Jack Hammond won B grade with 44. Well done, Jack. You're on a real purple patch roll there. 3 weeks in a row. That doesn't happen very often. The good news for everyone, Jack's handicap's been reduced by 8 shots over those 3 weeks. So well done. On a sad note at Valley View, I announce here the two of its founding members, two of the people that got Valley View Golf Club up and running, they passed away last week. Newton Tomazzini and life member Gwen Brewster. They both made significant contributions to the club over a long period of time. So The condolences from Valley View and from the golfing world to the Brewster and Tomazzini families. Moving a little bit further to the east at Parkland, they had their Golden Murray Credit Union run last Saturday. Nola Arnold and Peter Barrett won with 47 points. And Nathalia couple Sonia and Stan Vuden come second. And the singles event went to Cameron Willis. The men's Wednesday men's David Cooper won with 56 net and Phil Tucker won B grade. And Scotty Childs won C grade with 54. They've got junior golf commencing next Tuesday, so that's fantastic for you people around the Kyabram Parkland area. Junior golf and the women's golf clinics are starting. So another fantastic thing to see. Some more get into golf for the women, and that's starting on Sunday, the 20th of March. Give Kathy Bell or the clubhouse a ring if you want to get into that. Let's get a bit closer. Merrigan Privilege Cup and the final opportunity to qualify for the Tiger Cup playoff. That was instigated by late President Kevin Pratt a few years ago. Clint Kragoda, after his good play at the Pennant Final, won with a 65 net to win A grade. And Greg Hall, Clint's Pennant partner, won B grade with 11 shots off the pace. The penultimate round of Twilight Comp was played Thursday. Ash Sanders, the new captain there, has won with 36 and a half over the 10 holes. Well done, Ash. And the chase there on now is to catch, I think, Simon Doherty, his brother Craig and Andrew Wood are leading the points thing, but they might catch them with a couple of weeks to go. To Marupna on Sunday. Now, this tomorrow, they're going to have their seven-hole lightning round sponsored by Pete Auto. Well done, Peter Van Tiglin. He's a great supporter there at Marupna. So that's off on Sunday. See how quick you can get round those seven holes. $20 and you get a roast beef roll and for lunch. So that's fantastic. Well done. Saturday there, winner of Division 1 was Gavin Medill with 41 points from Steve Noella. Bad luck, Captain Steve. Division 2, Tony Barker. Good on you, Tony. Former president over there. 44 points and he won the Midland Mug. So watch out for Tony, you Marupna mob. And Division 3, Jeff Bailey won with 43 points. In the ladies, Sue McIntyre was the best lady captain. Well done, Sue. 38 points from Marge Dodd, also 38. Tuesday, Ricky Frappel won with 41 points from Peter DeMay. And Wednesday, the big women's day, Rita Glyden won Division 1 on 40 points. Brenda Pye won Division 2 on 40 points also. And the nine-hole comp, Jan Beggs won with 18 points. Twilight, only 10 players, but Neil McKenzie won with 20 points. And then Thursday, Michael Meehan won with 37 points. Up to New Mirka, the Bill and Bernie show. Bill Padgett and Bernie O'Hare stole the limelight at New Mirka. They had the best score of the day in the pairs event with 38 points to win the major B grade voucher. And Bernie took out A grade with 35 points. Adam Happy Days Farrell won the boiled lollies. Oh, Adam, what did you do? Only 19 points. And Paul Pisto Collins sported the Mickey Mouse ears. Oh, following his problem having hitting the ball off the garden roof. That's a bit of bad luck there. On Saturday, Ashley Simmons burnt round the New Mirka course, having 44 Stableford points to take the A-grade voucher. Brent Carl took B-grade with a top score of 42 points, so exceptional scores there. 36 of the guys went to their Howlong trip, where the oldest member of the team, Sid Ruffsedge, prevailing in a count back from Bill Caney with 80 points over their visit to Howlong. So well done there to the New Mirka guys for a bit of a fun away. And Shankster Where's your report? I'm going to cop you this week. I didn't get a Shankster report. Tuesday at Shepparton. A grade, David Barker won with +7. Greg Martin, B grade, also on +7. Then on Ladies Wednesday comp, Division 1 was won by Sonia Hill with 38 points. Well done, Sonia. Sonia's a great worker for the GMGA. She looks after our website. Committee person, just gives a lot of that work behind the scenes. So well done, Sonia. Good to see a worker having a win. Division 2, Kathy Barbetti won with 36 points. Wednesday, Chook Run, Will Patone won with 23 points. Thursday, Stableford, James Farram won A grade. Mandy's son, James, well done. 39 points on a countback. B grade, Peter Chalkley with 42 points. Now, the other big spectator event at Shep this week was the final of the women's The women's chicken run. A huge crowd of spectators. 10 ladies play off in a 9-hole elimination. Liam Ridd has explained to me how it works. Thank you, Liam. They just all play off the first and just eliminate. So it gets down to two people coming up to the 18th. And they got to the 18th hole. Kathy Barbetti and Karen Shannon were the final pair. And Karen Shannon finally got through, so well done. Karen got there, and congratulations to Kathy for into second place. Sorry, I'm just stumbling a bit here, trying to go fast and catch up with time. So well done over that win, over a great event that they have there at Shep. Saturday, they had a four-ball par, sponsored by Fowles Wine. Qualifying round for the men's GMCU four ball, and listen to this, +11, Mark Washington and Brad McMenon. That, I don't know, +11, okay, you might be still members of the club unless you've been run out of town. In the ladies event, Jacinta Harrington won with 35 points. And the men's GMCU four ball will be sorted out over on Sunday in the playoff. Sunday's Stableford medley, 40 points. The winner was Reese Colbeck to Kyella. Saturday, the women's Sue Maynard, women's captain there, +4. Well done, Sue. Great score. The men's A-grade, Alan Kiker, square in par, and in B-grade, Tony Bobolino on +2. On Thursday's men event, Thomas Strada won with 70 nets. On the women's Wednesday, sponsored by Jen Jennings, they played 9 holes, 7 of them out there, 9 holes, and Val Gale won with 15 points. Now, we've read Val's name a few times in recent weeks, so she's having a bit of a purple patch too. And next week, there'll be a bit of fun for the Kyella women. They've got what they're calling opening day. They're playing 12 holes with 2 sticks and a putter. So good luck with that. Have fun there at Kyella. On Sunday, tomorrow, at Hilltop, the Golf Australia four-ball qualifier event is on. I don't think you can get into that now. The field's all locked away, so it'll be interesting to see how things go there tomorrow and who wins to go down to play at Portsea in the Victorian playoff. Then the following week, of course, is the long weekend, and there'll be quite a few tournaments and special events on around the district. And then the other big plug, Sunday the 27th of March is the GMGA Teams event back at Hilltop, where it got postponed from last year. Men and women's team event. The men play for the Grey Barton event. Grey Barton was a stalwart in the Goulburn Valley many years ago, and the prize, the trophy, is in his honour. And for the women, it's the Gollan Hicks Kelly Shield, and that's for the three women life members of the district association. So I'll just conclude again with the big announcement. Country Teams Golf Event is coming to our towns, coming to our district, Shep, Marutna and Hilltop. It will be huge in September. Some of the best golfers of country Victoria will be here, and I will be bringing heaps of people into our district. So I hope we've caught up a little bit of time here, Mark, and we've made it.
No worries, Dave. Thanks for that. We'll do it all again next week.
Righto, mate.
And again, apologies, Dave, for the shortened show this morning.
That's okay. I understand the cricket world's in a frenzy. So.
No worries, mate. I'll let you go. Good golfing. I hope you do get underway with the rain about and everything today.
Yeah, we hope. Yeah, let's hope it's over, but it might be coming back. Thanks, Mark.
No worries, Dave. We'll do it all again next week. That was Dave Roberts. Dave Roberts. Of course it was Dave Roberts. And I was looking at the wrong sheet there, but it is Dave Roberts, the president of the Goulburn Valley Golf Association, with a thanks to Next Level Golf on your Saturday morning.
Next Level Golf. Take your game to the next level.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.